Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a stormy start to the week. There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the southwest, southern parts of Gauteng and Mpumalanga, the central and western parts of the northwest and eastern Free State. The heat wave also continues, and that's over the Mpumalanga and Limpopo Lowveld, the Limpopo Valley, the southwestern parts of the northwest and central Free State. Pretoria and Mpumalanga today up to 31 degrees, Joburg 29, Emalahleni 28, Polokwane 33, Rustenburg up to 34 degrees.
So that accident in Midrand on the N1 southbound before Olifantsfontein Road means there is queuing traffic from the Brakfontein interchange.
Gauteng ANC chairperson Banyaza Lesufi says the province is ready for the intervention offered by the party's national leadership following its electoral decline in May last year. The ANC is expected to announce a list of candidates who will be deployed to work alongside its provincial executive committee members in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. Lesufi said yesterday that since the intervention was announced, some ANC members have stopped attending meetings and neglecting their deployments. And schools on the Greek tourist island of Santorini will remain closed today after more than 200 small earthquakes shook the region. Yesterday morning, quakes of a magnitude of 4.1 and 4.5 shook this island, according to the Department of Geophysics of the University of Athens. Greek authorities called for citizens to avoid large gatherings in enclosed spaces and to stay away from certain ports of Santorini, while derelict buildings also been told to be evacuated, and people have been asked to empty their swimming pools of all the water. I'm Khadra D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well, this is a developing story and could be some good news for the supporters of the Vodacom Bulls, with Willie LaRue reportedly being convinced to stay on at the Bulls as backup fly half. The Springbok is widely expected to leave Loftus when his contract expires at the end of the current season, but it's now believed his potential move to Bath has fallen through, so we'll keep a close eye on that. The SPAR Proteas upset England 61-59 at the Vitality Nations Cup in Nottingham last night. South Africa are now the only unbeaten side in the tournament following an impressive victory over Uganda on Saturday in the tournament open, and as you can well imagine, head coach Jenny van Dijk is really proud of the team's effort. That's not her. she sounds very
sure.
Different. Yeah, no, it wasn't. This
we
is her.
We scored 9 consecutive goals in a row, and that was just brilliant. We fought it out to the end, and even though they tried absolutely everything, the players kept the composure.
She sounds different, hey? In the Betway Premiership, TS Galaxy returned to winning ways with a 2-0 victory over Cape Town City at the Mbombela Stadium. In Pretoria, Sundowns moved 6 points clear of the pack with a 4-0 win over Golden Arrows. Arsenal beat Manchester City 5-1. They keep their Premier League title hopes alive, while Manchester United slumped to another home defeat, going down 2-0 to Crystal Palace. Elsewhere, Tottenham eased the pressure on manager Ange Postecoglou with a 2-0 win at Brentford. I'm Xolani Ntshinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.